The Nature Podcast is supported by Nature Plus, a flexible monthly subscription that grants immediate online access to the science journal Nature and over 50 other journals from the Nature portfolio. More information at go.nature.com/plus.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a podcast extra from Nature. Each week, Nature publishes a science fiction story in its Futures slot. At the end of every month, we read you our favourite. This month's story is Heartworm, written by J.J. Roth, published on the 25th of June, and read by Jeff Marsh.
Zora doesn't know it yet, but I'm going to free her heart. It lives in a cryptographic cage, behind a shield of code integrated into her nervous system. Protection against rogues, social climbers, and others her father finds unsuitable for her affections, unfitting for a husband, including me. After our constitutional law class, I catch up with Zora on the steps outside Langdell Hall. A light snow is falling, swathing the quadrangle in white. The wind gusts. One end of Zora's camel-coloured cashmere muffler blows over her coat's boxy shoulder, revealing the shaved patch on her neck. Her hair's growing back, except over the thin, silver scar at her skull's base. A small circular jack marks the scar's centre. A month ago, before Zora's father learned of our engagement and sent three dark-suited employees to pull her out of antitrust class and force her into a limousine, she had no shaved patch, no scar, no jack. A month ago, we backbenched during corporations lectures, holding hands, making fun of the gargantuan oil portraits on the wall behind the professor. Famous old men still hanging there 5 decades after the law school appointed its first female dean. Men like Zora's father, who owns half of Massachusetts and controls much more. "Can I help you, Peter?" She doesn't give me her wry trickster smile, doesn't reach for me with that freckled hand, nails pared short to better execute Mozart's keyboard ornamentations, won't come to my closet-sized rented room in Somerville to make love before studying, as we've done so often over the past 2 years. She'll return to her side of the tracks and forget we ever spoke, leaving me alone in that miserable void where us used to be. "No, it's..." "What?" "It's cold. You're losing your scarf. Let me..." I've been waiting for this chance. I adjust the muffler, soft as a cloud, warm from Zora's skin and smelling of gardenias. I feel surreptitiously for the jack. It only takes a moment to insert the tiny device concealed in my palm, load its contents and remove it again. "Do you love me?" Perversely, I ache to hear her deny it, hear the answer other than yes that will activate the worm. "You look tired, Peter. Go home." Zora's left eyebrow twitches twice while the worm burrows into her system. I touch the pouches under my eyes. "I will." She excuses herself and heads towards Harvard Square. I feel in her polite, distant parting remark a slight magnetic repulsion. We're two positive ends of a charged rare earth metal held against one another. That wasn't Zora speaking. A technological chastity belt chooses her words, dictates the cool timbre of her voice. She's locked in the software-generated equivalent of a citadel tower. The code whispers to her mind that she's saying what she feels. The snow falls harder as I board my bus. Above Union Square, the Prospect Hill Monument rises like a medieval castle. As its battlements appear through the icy bus window, I think, as long as powerful men have walked the earth, they've devised ways to control their daughter's desire, to assure the right alliances and control the political fallout, wars, invasions, persecution, religious conversions, the real or imagined falls of their empires. They're so busy setting their traps, defending their territories against the raging hordes, they don't notice the lone warrior in the shadows, waiting for the portcullis to lift, sneaking in while the conquering cavalry rides out. Now I must take up that lone warrior's shield. My bus stops. I trudge along the slushy, gritty sidewalks to the triple-decker on Summer Street, to my first-floor room. Once cheerfully shabby, lit by Zora's presence, now brooding, empty, dead inside. I don my VR gear and settle in for another long night. Unbeknown to Zora and her father, I am Omega, the self-taught bane of network security systems and international cybersecurity agencies. Omega disappeared when I started law school. A month ago, he resurfaced, tapping his touchpad until dawn, night after night, constructing a worm. This accounts for the bags under my eyes. This and the vice that squeezes my heart whenever I think of Zora. The worm enables a frontal assault on the algorithm that Zora's daddy commissioned for the price of a small island. The fortress in which Zora's essence, her emotion, is hidden away. Every line I type, every gateway I open brings me closer, closer to the place where she remembers the feeling I can never forget. I ride the worm and think, we define love's depth by how hard we're willing to fight for it despite formidable odds. I have no choice but to fight. Failure is not an option. Zora's nervous system renders as a long hallway lined with many-coloured doors. I run down it, throwing doors open as I go. Behind one, I'll find her brain, her captive insula, her jailed striatum and hippocampus. Then the real work begins. Behind a golden door, Zora's brain structures controlling desire, love and memory, pulse and hum, confined in crystalline pillars. Fragmentary pictures and sounds swirl in her memory pillar. My image wafts into view, sitting under a tree at law school orientation, chuckling at Zora's corny jokes, one about a lawyer and a shark. I hear her remembered thoughts. Peter's so funny and nice, why not? Besides, dating him would really push Daddy's buttons. The words slam me, the realization a moment later. I catch my breath and my resolve. Who cares how we started? It's how we end that matters. Zora doesn't know it yet, but I'm going to free her heart. She's got some explaining to do.
Deep dive into the world of science with Nature Plus. From the vastness of the distant star systems to the intricacies of infectious diseases due to climate change, we've got you covered. Enjoy access to over 55 cutting-edge journals, breaking scientific news, and over 1,000 new articles every month. Whether you're a seasoned researcher or just curious, Nature Plus simplifies complex studies. Plus, it's all available right at your fingertips on nature.com. Nature Plus, the key to unlocking the world's most significant scientific advances. Subscribe today at go.nature.com/plus.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.